This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's March 18th, and as we get ready for the first four games tomorrow, let's go back to this day in 1990 and the highest scoring game in NCAA basketball tournament history. It was a second round matchup between the 11 seed Loyola Marymount and the number 3 seed Michigan. And of course, this is just 2 weeks after LMU's Hank Gathers had collapsed on the court during the West Coast Conference tournament and died in the hospital a few hours later. The Wolverines were the defending national champions. In the 1990 season, Michigan had been in the top 25 all year, peaking at number 3 before entering the tournament as the 13th best team in the country, according to the AP poll. They had 5 future NBA players on the roster, including 3 first-rounders in the draft that was still a few months away. On the other bench, the Lions were obviously missing Gathers, who had led the nation in scoring and rebounding in 1989. But if you remember from the March 4th edition, Bo Kimball had been the leading scorer for Paul Westhead's run-and-gun high-octane style, and in fact was the leading scorer in the country. But one guy that I did not mention on the 4th, who played a huge role in this game, was Jeff Fryer. During the regular season, Fryer had been the 3rd leading scorer on the team behind Kimball and Gathers, hitting an average of about 4 three-pointers a game. Well, Fryer had that by the 8:38 mark in the first half. The teams averaged a shot every 6 seconds in the first half, and they combined to score 123 points in the opening 20 minutes, with Loyola Marymount leading 65-58 at the break. But if the first half was a track meet, well, the second half was a Formula One race. The pace quickened and the points poured in. The Lions scored 84 points in the second half, and they started to pull away from the Wolverines with about 14 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Fryer continued his hot shooting, finishing with a game-high 41 points. He hit 11 three-pointers, which is still the NCAA tournament record for threes in a game. Kimball had 37, including 1 point off of his left-handed free throw in tribute to his lost friend Hank Gathers. In total, 10 players scored in double digits as Marymount beat Michigan 149-115, which adds up to 264 points, the most combined points in an NCAA tournament game. The mark eclipsed the total from the Lions game against Wyoming 2 years prior in the tournament. In fact, Loyola Marymount has been in the top 5 scoring NCAA tournament games. The Lions would make it to the Elite Eight before being eliminated by the eventual national champion UNLV Rebels. Also on this day, in 1985, Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle were reinstated by new baseball commissioner Peter Uberoth. Mays and Mantle had been permanently banned from baseball by the previous commissioner, Bowie Kuhn, for their associations with casinos after they retired as players. Mays was working as a hitting coach with the New York Mets at the time when Kuhn found out Mays was also working at Bally's Park Place Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City. Kuhn forced him to resign from his Mets job, and then he banned him for life. A few years later, Mantle needed money and took a job as a greeter at the Claridge Casino in Atlantic City. He felt like the Mays ban was a bit of a joke. Kuhn was not laughing, though, and he banned the Mick, too. Kuhn was big on protecting the integrity of the game, and no player or coach, present or past apparently, should have any affiliations with casinos. Upon his reinstatement on this day, Mantle said, "I tried to act like it didn't bother me, but it did. You don't want to be kicked out of your favorite bar, and you don't want to be banned from baseball." Kuhn wasn't big on Uberoth's decision, and it wasn't like the new commish was lenient on gambling or associations with casinos, but he just felt the two meant too much to the game to keep them permanently sidelined. Mantle never returned to any job with a major league club. Mays, however, did sign on as the special assistant to the president in San Francisco. And in 1983, NC State survived a first-round double overtime scare against Pepperdine to advance in the NCAA tournament. Whew, that magical journey that they ended up going on almost derailed on this day before it even got started. Of course, Jim Valvano would march to the national title a few weeks later with his Wolfpack. And today's non-sports, did you know? If you happen to be driving in France anytime soon, here's a reminder that you are legally required to carry a portable breathalyzer in your car at all times, even for tourists in a rental car. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.